Jessica Collins' social studies classroom in Zantikahini Middle School is full of energetic 7th and 8th graders. Chairs and desks are pushed to the sides of the room. The students are separated into groups of four, and they're frozen in awkward poses. One group is sitting with their legs crossed, and all four kids are facing each other. Their heads are bowed, their arms stretched up into the middle of the circle, and they've stacked their hands on top of each other. One boy's right arm is above the other's, and it's pointing straight up into the air. The kids have made a tableau, a picture made with nothing but their bodies. They've become a pumpkin. Jessica Collins asked the kids to make something related to Halloween.
I really want to see that they get showing me what they know in a different way than what they're used to, because they're used to paper and pencil. And some kids do really well with that, and some need a different method of learning and communicating what they know.
What Collins is doing is part of an initiative called Artful Teaching. A Juneau School District official says it was adopted about a year ago. The district, in partnership with the University of Alaska Southeast and Juneau Arts and Humanities Council, has been inviting artists into classrooms to show teachers how to use art in their lessons.
Arts, whether it's drama or visual arts or music, with curricular content, so math or reading or language arts.
That's Amy Rautiainen, the Artful Teaching Coordinator for the district. She says the district-wide project is funded through a grant provided by the Margaret A. Cargill Foundation. She doesn't have documentation like test scores to prove it's making a difference, but she says it has been researched.
An organization that we work with a lot is the Kennedy Center out of Washington, D.C., and they have funded a lot of research based around arts integration as an effective instructional method.
Back in Collins' classroom, things are escalating. Now they've got the steps down, and she's asking the kids to make something related to their subject material, ancient Egypt.
You're going to show me. Why might it be difficult to travel upstream on the Nile River? Okay? When you have your idea, you're going to make the think pose.
Why would it be? First, the kids get to think about the question. Next, they share ideas on how to answer with their group. Then they decide what they'll do. Once they know what they're making, they have 30 seconds to create their tableau.
Yeah, they're like lack of exhaustion, like lack of energy, because the river is really long and like lack of energy to, you know, keep going.
Okay, yeah. You just got worn out.
Yeah, worn out.
Another group of students have made cataracts, waterfalls, or rapids that they say will smash a boat up against rocks. That is how a tableau works. Collins says the strategy helps kids use skills they don't usually get to tap into.
Through the experience of working together and moving their bodies, a lot of students learn better that way than traditional reading from a book or listening to a lecture and taking notes. So they can make connections between the information that they read but also and the movements that they make.
Collins says this method also helps kids learn from each other, and acting these concepts out might help them hold on to the information they learn. But at the same time, she admits some kids learn better from standard book work.
This is kind of an equalizing sort of thing, where if you're a really strong reader and writer, you may not be comfortable with acting and cooperative group work. And so it pushes kids equally, if that makes sense.
As much as Collins and the kids seem to enjoy this artful way of teaching, she doesn't believe it can defeat the teenagers' short attention spans. After today, she says they'll drop the tableaus for a bit and start learning about Egyptian hieroglyphics, cartouches, and, of course, the pyramids. And you know, I'm Quentin Chandler.